Kids across Idaho will be dressing up and going door to door for treats tonight, but not all neighborhoods are created equal when it comes to Halloween. Our Adam Cotterell went to a Halloween hotspot, Boise's Harrison Boulevard.
Scott Peterson is on his hands and knees, painting the walkway to his front door with a rectangular sponge.
At the moment, we're actually creating our yellow brick road. Found this little tool at Home Depot, and my girlfriend found the paint, which is washable, which is critical.
Peterson's porch is draped with sparkly green fabric. There's a big sign that says the Emerald City of Oz. Half of his lawn is studded with 3-foot-tall lollipops, and half of it is a mini cornfield with real corn stalks and a scarecrow.
We had kind of the scary house for the last 3 years. Each year it got bigger and bigger and scarier, but this year we're kind of departing from that theme and doing the Emerald City.
There are still some more traditional Halloween elements to the design, like the wheelbarrow full of skulls. Peterson says on Harrison Boulevard, Halloween is the big holiday for decoration. Christmas, by contrast, is a study in subtlety. And Peterson says even though he's watching the neighbors and they're watching him, this is not about competition.
We just do it for our own sense and our own joy. No sense of competition at all. I don't. And I don't think the other neighbors do either.
Maybe it's not about showing up the neighbors, but you could say it's about peer pressure. Here's the thing. Peterson says before he moved to this street 5 years ago, he didn't care about Halloween at all.
It's absolutely Harrison. If we were over on 14th, we'd probably just throw out a few pumpkins like most people do and pass a bag or two of candy out, you know, call it a day. But we just feel that this street and what is created is so unique that we kind of want to contribute to it to make it even better.
What Harrison Boulevard residents have created is a mile-long Halloween party. The street is packed with people for hours. Peterson says he gives out between 2,500 and 3,000 pieces of candy.
You should stop by. You'll never experience anything like it.
For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.